Thank you, Chair. So we have several comments to the text. Since part of it was introduced today for the first time, and we should accept it by consensus, and we recognize your request to avoid negotiations, but we would like to make these comments. And we will try to be, I will try to be as brief as possible. Regarding Section 16D, the reference to a responsible chain of command and control in the new version of this paragraph has become redundant and even inaccurate. IHL requirements are directly applied by human operators and commanders. The current wording may be read as weakening the responsibility of the human operator for the application of IHL, which would be problematic. To correct this, the words through a chain of responsible command and control should be deleted. So the sentence would read, the IHL requirements and principles, including inter alia distinction, proportionality and precautions in attack, must be applied by the human operators and commanders who plan or decide upon the use, and so on. We also note that the concept of command and control chain remains covered by the next paragraph. Regarding 16E, we support the comment made by the US. In addition, we ask to change make judgments to apply judgment, singular. Regarding 16F, as the US noted, this is a new language which raises substantial questions. And to make it more simple, we support the request to delete the paragraph. Regarding 16I, we request again to change the words, if it is indiscriminate, to if it is inherently indiscriminate, and also ask to delete the wording starting with that is and ending with indiscriminate attacks. Regarding 16J, Israel supports and conducts as a matter of practice weapons reviews. However, as there are states who are not parties to additional Protocol 1, such as Israel, we don't think that the word essential is appropriate here. It should be changed to conducive, or helpful, or a similar word as the sentence appeared in previous drafts. Another issue, some changes were made in the last sentence of the paragraph, which in our understanding made it inaccurate from a legal and practical standpoint. In conducting weapon reviews, the legality of weapon is regularly reviewed in light of the intended and expected use of the weapon. In other words, in weapon reviews, the intended use of the weapon is not considered in isolation from the weapon itself. The sentence should be amended to read as follows. As with all weapons, such legal reviews should include an understanding of the characteristic of the weapon system and a determination on whether its employment in light of its intended and expected use would be prohibited by the requirements and principles of IHL in some or all circumstances. That is it for now. Thank you, Mr. Chair.